All right, this is my controversial opinion of how stress boosts confidence. Stress is one of those words that when you hear, you cringe. No one actively wants more of it. According to the American Psychological Association, as of 2022, 76% of Americans admit to being overly stressed out. If I had a nickel for every time I heard someone say, "I can't wait until I'm able to retire." Yeah, to do what? Go sit on a beach in Florida and die 8.6 years sooner than you would have if you were stimulating your brain? Life without stress is not a life you want to live. Let me introduce you to what will become your new favorite term, healthy stress. New research from UC Berkeley has uncovered exactly that acute stress. Short-lived, not chronic, primes the brain for improved performance. Intermittent stress has been shown to increase neurons in the hippocampus, responsible for improved memory, adaptability, increased focus, and overall higher levels of performance. However, the key is short-lived, not chronic. Think of it like this, the scale of stress. If you have not enough of it on the left side and the right side skyrockets to the top, let's call this the side sitting on the beach and doing nothing in Florida side, your brain will become unstimulated and you will be more likely to fall into the category of death by retirement. The scale of stress is a tool you can look at daily before you start your day. Do you have too much? Take some things off your plate. You can't do it all in one day anyways. Do you have too little? What can you add today to stimulate your brain in a healthy stress type of way? So the confidence boost today comes through understanding that stress is not necessarily a bad thing, and when used in the correct way, can actually be a net gain. So I want you to actively look at your stress scale. Every morning, look at this. This morning especially, since you're doing it today. Look at your stress scale. If you have too much, take something off. If you have too little, add it. We want to find that healthy stress balance.